Alright, so third day of doing this. I guess I was kind of looking forward to it. It's starting to become a routine, I guess. So I basically have the whole house to myself for a week, and I can't invite anyone over, which I love, because, I don't know, social interaction seems weird right now, and I like social distancing, but there's only one con to it, and it's that I have to dog sit, which I'm okay with. I mean, the dog's really cute. It's my dog. but yeah. So since my house doesn't have many groceries, I'm gonna go grocery shopping today by myself, which I'm excited for because I've never done it, so it's gonna be kind of interesting. But also very scary. I'm gonna get really nervous, which I'm okay with. So yeah, there's that part. I'm not sure how my day's gonna go. I feel like I'm gonna be asleep by the time I do it though. So yeah. I don't really have a drink with me. My water's on the floor and I don't feel like getting it right now. So yeah. My parents are going to work right now. So that's always good, I guess. What is there to talk about? Oh yeah, it seems that my category, like my podcast category, is personal journal. And you get to pick your own category, and I guess I picked that because it's like I'm talking about myself. So yeah. And every other category it suggested or it told me was like not what I wanted. I more talk about like random stuff. So yeah. I had a shower thought earlier and I forgot it, but yeah, maybe it'll come back. Something scary actually happened to me an hour ago. It was at like 6 in the morning. So I had heard a scratching noise at my parents' door, and I assumed it was my dog, because my mom was still asleep, and he was, like, scratching to get in. So I was like, oh, just the dog. So I was, I called my dog's name, and the scratching stopped. So I called it again, and the dog didn't come to me or anything, but it just stopped. So I was like, okay, so it was the dog. And so 30 minutes or so passes, and my mom's door opens, and my dog comes out from my room, which is, my room is across the house from my parents' room. So my dog comes out from my room, and it's absolutely terrifying. My heart sunk. So I was just like, what the hell? What the heck was that scratching? And it was just so scary. So yeah, in my head I was thinking it's a demon that's gonna kill me when I'm taking my last sip of tea. So yeah, I drank 2 cups of tea today. I don't think that's something I should be proud of, but it was good tea. I made it myself. So yeah, maybe I should have a grocery list. I like how I'm just now thinking about that. Maybe I should have a grocery list before I go grocery shopping. So yeah. It's weird that shower thoughts are called shower thoughts. Because whenever I have thoughts like that, I never have it in the shower. When I'm in the shower, I do normal shower things. At least what I know is normal to do in the shower. Like, I just think about, how I'm gonna, like, which shampoo I'm gonna put in my hair, because my mom has, like, 3. So I'm just like, oh yeah, I'll use this one. And that's all I think about. I don't think about, like, oh, you ever wonder how the Earth is, like, actually flat? Like, okay, whatever. I don't think the Earth is flat, by the way. So, yeah. But, yeah, it's weird that people... Do people actually think like that in the shower? Like, I don't know. Just shower thoughts? Like, what the heck is that? Anyways, that was kind of confusing. So, yeah. That's another thing. Reddit is weird. Okay, I don't go on Reddit. I've only been on it once, and it was for reading purposes, because I didn't know which genre of book I should get, so I went on there. I was like, what's, like, a good horror book? And it was like, blah, 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 and I was like, okay. Anyways, that's the only reason why I've been on Reddit, but I watch, like, Reddit videos, like... the YouTubers I watch for Reddit is so weird, so I'm not even gonna say it. But yeah, I sometimes watch those. And so when I, let's say, go on Instagram, and I follow a bunch of meme accounts, and so some of the meme accounts will, like, post, oh, this is totally what a Reddit kid would do, or it's, like, a TikTok of a Reddit kid, and they're like, oh, it's just another Reddit kid. And the kids... they put on there, they're not, like, actual kids, they're, like, teenagers, of course, and they're so weird. They're, like, I don't know, they just do, like, old memes that are so funny. It's, like, Fortnite dance, and I was, like, that's so dumb, I hate Fortnite. So, yeah. It's also the same thing with band kids. I used to be a band kid. I guess I was weird. I'm still pretty weird. But... I know a lot of band kids who do not act like what they say, so that's really funny that, I guess it's just a stereotype. I don't know if that's, like, the right way to say it, but, like, I guess it's a stereotype for, like, band kids and Reddit kids, you know, just stuff like that. Also, apparently you don't need a... Okay, so I kind of got bullied for this a little bit in elementary, where I didn't... My parent, or at least my mom, is Mexican, and my dad is a little bit Mexican, and so I would say that I'm Mexican, and my friends are all like, or quote-unquote friends, were like, oh, so can you speak Spanish? And I was like, no. They were like, then you're Hispanic. And I was like, okay. And they were like, were you born in Mexico? And I was like, no, I was born here. They were like, okay, so you're Hispanic. And I was like, huh, I never knew it worked like that. And it wasn't until recently that I found out you don't need to speak Spanish to be, like, Mexican or Hispanic or anything, okay? You can be Chinese and not speak Chinese and stuff like that. So I was just like, huh, never knew that. I wasn't too outraged, though. So, yeah. A lot of people tell me, like, oh, do you think I'm annoying? Like, yeah, you're really annoying. Like, there's this one kid at my school. He is super annoying. And I don't tell him that, but I just push him away. And I guess, like, at the beginning of the school year, we were, like, quote-unquote flirting with each other. Until, like, I realized he was really annoying, and my friend was, like, telling me how annoying he is, and I was like, yeah, I guess that is pretty annoying. But yeah, it's really, I wouldn't say really rare, but it's pretty rare that I find someone annoying, so you have to be really annoying to be annoying to me. So yeah, I think I'm annoying sometimes. It's funny how some people will, like, okay, some people, I'm mainly talking for myself, I don't know about other people, how, like, I talk a lot, and I'm doing this, and I'm just, like, I'm really annoying, or, like, people aren't gonna listen to this, right? So, yeah. My first podcast got 8 listeners, and that was, like, okay, me being me, that's a lot. So, yeah. I like listening to more that makes me sound like one of those weird, quirky people. But no. I think, quote-unquote, underground people are, like, interesting. Because they haven't reached, like, they haven't lived, like, the rich luxury life yet. I'm sorry, my tongue's, like, everywhere. So, yeah. So, I think it's cool. It's easier to relate to people like that than rich people who are, like, I don't know, snobby. I don't know one rich person who isn't snobby. Like, they have two lives, like, an online rich life and their real rich life, you know? Like, maybe online they don't, like, flex that much or something, but, and then in real life they go out wearing, like, Gucci, Prada, all these rich, luxurious things, you know? I don't know. Two-sided people are weird. Oh, speaking of weird, I feel like everyone's weird in their own way. One of my friends told me that a long time ago, that everyone's weird in their own way, but they just hide it to act normal. So, yeah. So, just know that you're also weird, so stop picking on that kid who you think is weird, because they're fucking amazing, so... Fuck off. Frick off, Karen. So, yeah. That's another thing I need to try to control. Cursing. In real life, I cursed so much. So yeah, I'm getting, this past week, it's helped me get a control over cursing. So yeah. Also, I'm on Spotify, if you want to listen to that. Link in my bio. No, I'm kidding. I don't have a bio. So yeah. I hate that. I feel like everyone has a fake laugh. And fake laughs are okay, but with a normal person, you could easily spot out a fake laugh. So yeah. I don't know, when you can spot out the fake laugh, it makes you feel bad. It makes you feel a little bad, because it's, like, annoying, you know? When they, like, you feel like you're annoying when you find out they fake laugh, because they're not really listening, they're just there. But yeah. Oh yeah, that's what I was gonna talk about. I listened to my first podcast and I realized how annoying my voice is. I wouldn't say annoying, but, like, how I don't word things correctly, I guess. I'm sorry about that. I don't know, I try to control it sometimes by re-going on to that word. Like, I don't know, if I say something wrong, I'll say it again. It's kind of a habit at this point, I guess. I'm sorry. So, yeah. I don't even know what to talk about. So, I guess since I ran out of things to talk about, oh, yeah. No, I have one more thing. My last podcast, I said, see you on the flip side. I rethought about that, and I was like, that's really cringy. So, yeah. So, instead of that, I'm just gonna be, like, I don't know, freaking bye. Also, I need to not substitute other words for cursing. So, yeah. Substituting other words for cursing is a little cringy. So, yeah, keep that in mind. You're an amazing person. Keep going. Unless you kill people, stop that, okay? But yeah, besides that, you're an amazing person. Keep up what you're doing, and yeah, so bye.